Caverns of the Hidden One, Doran.
It had been days now since their audience with the Hidden One, and that audience had not been repeated. Luke and Ben had divided their time among numerous tasks, digging out the chamber the Baron Doe intended to be their permanent quarters, exploring the caverns, and talking to the other dwellers in this lonely environment. Ben grew impatient. Swinging his pickaxe at a particularly stubborn outcropping of stone, he imagined it was the Hidden One's face, a fantasy that gave him some satisfaction as he worked.
"Dad, we need to get out of here."
Luke, shoveling stony debris into a small rolling cart, smiled. The enigmatic, "you're so young" expression that Ben found so annoying. "Is that our objective?"
"Of course it is. We have to get out of here to continue our mission."
"But is it our most immediate goal?"
"Sure, why not?"
"Ben, what is our purpose as Jedi?" Ben sighed and lowered his pickaxe. This was going to be one of those conversations.
"Well, to keep the Force in balance and to help people stay in balance with the Force. To detect wrongs and make them right. To serve as models for very attractive lines of boots."
"Let's go back one. Detecting wrongs and righting them. Is there a wrongness going on here?"
"Absolutely. They've kidnapped people, which we can right by escaping."
"Is that the only wrong?" Ben lifted his breath mask for a moment, wiped his sweating face with the sleeve of his overlong Keldor robe, and lowered the mask into place again. He exhaled, forcing the helium-rich Doran atmosphere out of the mask, then took a new breath before answering.
"I guess not. These Baron Doe are wronging themselves, too. Following a paranoid down into this hole, pretending to be dead."
"There you go. The Force is an energy of life. These Keldors, in pretending to be dead, are rejecting life. They're unwittingly becoming dead. How much happiness have you seen down here? How much enthusiasm?"
"I'd say it reaches pretty far into the negative numbers. They're all about duty, but not about happiness."
Luke shoveled the last of the larger rocks into his cart. "So if we escape now, what happens to them?" Ben slumped, defeated.
"They continue to live their nasty little lives and nothing gets better."
"Correct."
"They brought it on themselves."
"Spoken with all the sympathy and altruism of a teenager who'd rather be doing something else." Ben grinned, unabashed.
"You got that right.